The good, the bad, and the ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
Hello, Terence.
Hello, Darren.
Oh, he's got that look in his face. That particular, I have a bee in my bonnet look.
Well, I do have a bee in my bonnet, but firstly, I just want to ask you, do you get the distinct tang of saffron and rosemary?
Do you think that I wouldn't know about that? It wasn't saffron. Was it saffron?
I have people everywhere. I'll tell you what I don't smell of, though, is cigarette smoke, which is
thankfully
what I'm going to talk about today.
Just before you talk about it, let me just say, by November, I'll be 2 years as a non-smoker. Right?
That's incredible.
And I did not realize how much I stank. When smokers get into a lift or they sit next to you after, it's really vile.
It's harsh. But we're not talking about the smell today, obviously.
No.
So coming into the building at work in the mornings, or visiting offices of some of my regular clients, I often pass a group of people smoking.
Mm.
And I've recently realized that it's the same people there every time I walk past. Now, maybe it's just coincidence or maybe they're there all the time. I don't know. But it did get me thinking about the companies they work for and how much productivity is lost when one takes a smoke break that turns into a 20 or 30 minute gab fest 10 times a day. You know, I understand that these people need to smoke. It's an addiction after all. And I have no problem with that. But what happens when a 2 minute break turns into a 20 minute social? I think we need to get one thing clear from the start. Smoking is not a right, which means you don't have a right to go out for a smoke break every 10 minutes. And if you're going to make allowances for that smoker to take such frequent breaks, then someone who enjoys coffee, for example, and needs to go get it every 10 minutes, or someone who has a weak bladder, should all be afforded the same time to indulge these things. The fact is, it's against the law to smoke in businesses and public spaces. So you can't say that a smoker has rights in a public or business space or an office environment. What is accepted is that if they go smoke into a space that's dedicated, which is a smoking area, right? The question I'm asking is, how much of your work day is spent out there in the smoking section? And are employers willing to pay for this time lost? So just to give you a background, in 2000, South Africa became one of the first countries globally to ban public smoking by introducing the Tobacco Control Amendment Act. And so smoking areas were formed outside businesses. And it might be sound a bit unfair to be hammering on these people, but take, for example, a receptionist of a company. If he or she wanted to go out every hour for a smoke, then that would be a problem because those telephones won't be answered. So companies should have a very clear policy on smoke breaks. That way you can regulate the work time being lost. So for example, if a person heads out for a 5 minute smoke break and does this 10 times a day, that's a whole 50 minutes of time lost in the day.
So you're saying a company is paying somebody for 50 minutes a day to smoke.
Yeah, 100%.
Not to work.
Add to that tea, lunch, and comfort breaks, and you're looking at about 2.5 hours that you, as an employer, are paying for. And coming up, I'll tell you about a study that I read on this very matter.
I just want to ask this question, right? So do you think... I want to get an opinion from the callers on this one. What do you think the question should be? Do you think it's fair that a smoker gets paid the same as you, but they work less because they got to go for smoke breaks every 15 minutes? Do you think that's fair?
And does smoking smoke breaks affect productivity?
No. Do you think smoke breaks affect productivity? Let's hear from you right now. You can call us directly, 089-310-9495, or you can leave a voice note on our WhatsApp line, 061-792-9495.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
All right, so we're picking on the smokers at the workplace today.
We're highlighting.
My company has started using smoke breaks as meeting times.
Yes.
So if the manager needs to speak to you and you're both smokers, then they both go outside and have the meeting and have their smoke at the same time.
Yeah.
We're trying to multitask, cut down on loss of productivity, pretty much.
Terence, can I just say that now as a non-smoker, Being sociable is a lot harder because, like, if you go to a restaurant, right, everyone sits in their little isolated pockets of tables, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. But all the people that go outside to the smoking area, they all become chanas and friends, and then it becomes the best networking thing.
But that is exactly what I'm trying to say to you, that when you're at work and you go out for a smoke break, it becomes a social thing. So what would have been a two-minute smoke break now takes 20 minutes.
Well, not necessarily social. Some people are saying that's productive. Yeah. People get really productive.
But how many people actually do that?
Okay, I hear you. I hear you.
I hear what you're saying, Terence, about smokers wasting time. But there are some people in offices who never stop bloody talking.
Yeah,
and they waste more time sitting on the phone yabbering away.
Yes.
That's true.
And that was, let me tell you something. Back when I was a smoker, it was one of the best ways to get out of an uncomfortable conversation. Like, I've got to go for a smoke break. But I'll pick up this conversation as soon as we get back. Okay, love you. Bye. We've got a caller. How's it?
Hello.
How's it? Who are we talking to?
Simon.
How's it, Simon?
Hi, Simon.
Good day, good day. I'm here for the discrimination on smokers.
Yes.
Yeah. This guy that's discriminating. I don't drink coffee or tea.
Yeah.
All right. But I smoke.
Yes.
All right. So I feel that smoking is being around is my choice. It's ultimately my choice. It's not the boss's choice. We adhere to what the government has given us. Where's our 25% of the workspace that is dedicated to smokers?
Mm-hmm.
There's none. There's none. You're either told to smoke outside the building or anywhere.
Mm.
But it's a discrimination. But it's ultimately the person's choice. You understand? You
100%.
I completely agree with that. That's not what I'm saying, though.
They have, listen, bosses have coffee machines in their offices.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that? We carry our cigarettes on us. You understand? But we have to go out to smoke.
Oh, understand. Well, obviously,
I cannot discriminate against people that are drinking coffee.
For sure, Simon, but no one suffers from second-degree coffee breaks.
So that's
obviously why the smokers are put outside.
Can I tell you the honest?
Yes.
So coffee is, you're right, coffee is very well and good for you, right?
Yeah.
It's like orange juice. That's the way you're putting it to me.
Well, the person sitting next to you doesn't suffer when you drink coffee, yes.
Yeah, you understand it. Now, my choice is not to drink coffee, but I smoke.
Okay,
Simon, hang on a second here. Let me jump in. I'm not discriminating against you, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't smoke.
Yes.
I'm saying that these smoke breaks that people are taking are way too long, and that's and that involves a direct trade-off with productivity. That's what I'm saying.
It's the workspace. Mm-hmm. The 25% of the workspace was given to that smoker. Would you think he'd have to leave the building or not to go and smoke?
Well, you have a point.
All right.
So,
thanks for your call, Simon.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, bro. Thank you for calling in.
The point of the matter is, you know, maybe they should be giving smokers the choice of dividing up their lunch breaks into smaller units to use as smoke breaks. So, if you're given an hour for lunch, take 30 minutes only, and the other 30 minutes can be divided into 5-6 minute smoke breaks, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me as a non-smoker, I would love nothing more than to go outside with my cup of tea for 20 minutes at a time, 10 times a day, and chat to people about Santana coming to South Africa.
Yeah.
But if I do that, my employer would haul me over the coals for not being productive.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, I work for myself, but not everyone has that privilege.
Listen, if you want to engage with Terence directly on this or any issue, you can do so on Twitter. He's very active. It's @TerencePillay1. One R in Terence. Thank you, Terence.
Thanks, Darren.